Okay, today's pay Aleph, right? We're on the pay, at the bottom of the pay, like 6 lines from the bottom where it says Toshma. So, Rav Ashi said that according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that Hazah does not require any shear, backtracking for a minute, like Rava said, Afbali argues on Rava, because he held Ein Bila, meaning the bloods do not combine. Ein Bila. The bloods do not combine. Therefore, you have to... Therefore, that's our real Shita. Ein Bila. So you need to know Ein Bila. Tashma. Kashan Rabashi. How can you say Ein Bila? Because the Mishnah said, Hanitonin v'matana achas. If you mix up, since Arvu b'nitonin v'matana achas, blood from one carbon that requires one application gets mixed up with another blood, more blood that also requires one application, so put one application. But wait a minute. V'armit ein bila, if you hold, there is no mixing. Amai yitana b'matana achas. How could you get away with doing one? Dilma mehai koyahu v'mehai lo koyahu. Maybe you're only going to chop one and not the other. Why? Because it ain't bila. So the Gemara answers, no. I'm sorry, because if you hold ein bila, then how is sprinkling one going to help you? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Kigon, shenes arev achas ba'achas. What happened was, there were only two drops of blood in here. And, as Rashi says, achas ba'achas. Shir matana mizeh, v'shir mizeh. There's only enough here for two. V'katani, yinastu v'matana achas, v'shivil ka'echad ka'amar. Tahayinu shnei matana. Meaning, when it says, you do matana achas, it means you do two. You do matana achas for one carbon, and matana achas for another carbon. And didn't do shteir b'mizbeach. You're going to get both. Okay, that's what it means. Does that make sense? Now the same question: matana arba the matana arba. So we had the same mission, the same thing. If you have four that got mixed up with four, what do? You apply four. How could you apply four? Ain bila. So the Gemara answers: hachanami shenis arbu arba ba'arba. But four got mixed up with four. In other words, there were only eight drops in here. So if there are only eight drops in here, you're going to sprinkle four and four. So you're definitely going to chop it. Matana arba, the matana achas. What if you have four got mixed up with one? So look at the bottom Rashi. The bottom Rashi says, mitzvah lahaktim matan arba lamatan achas. It's a mitzvah to do the four before the one. Kidamrinan b'chol hatadir. V'roa enis tosevet matanas abachar ki'ilu heimayim. And look at the fifth one as if it's water. Okay? So again, matana arba, it's in ola, got mixed up with matana achas, right? Which is, let's say, a bechor. So the Gemara doesn't finish, but we end up saying, Rabbi Eliezer said, do four, right? Now, according to Ravashi, if it's ein bila, how do you know you're chopping the four? The Gemara answers, now, b'chi tema, you want to give me the same answer? Hachanami, it's arbu ba'arba ba'achas, the four got mixed up with one. And then what are you doing? You're really sprinkling five? That can't be. Ihachi, if that's true, Amar lo Rabbi Yehoshua said back to him, if you do it that way, how are you over on Baltosif? You're going to be over on Baltosif. But if you're doing five, Hacha, Baltosif Mehecha. What Baltosif is there? Got a Baltosif. If the answer is, no, there are five drops in here. So you do the four, then you do the one. What kind of Baltosif is that? It's not Baltosif. Why is it Baltosif? Exactly. So what kind of Baltosif is that? Right? What kind of Baltosif is that? Right? There's no. You're not doing anything more for the Bechor. You're sprinkling one time. Right? So you know what? This can't be pshat. This can't be pshat. Right? It can't be. It can't be. There were only single drops in the bowl that got mixed up. It can't be that four drops got mixed up with one drop. That can't be. If that were the case, there wouldn't be an issue. It can't be. It has to be Harbe. It has to be Harbe. Okay? It has to be. Right? You hear the part? You don't hear it. Look at Rashi. The first skinny line. Harbe inkan min ha-bachar ela kedei matana. Okay? Right. For a minute. Let's talk about Rashi on the top. V'chitei mahach nami shenas ari matana achas mina b'chor b'shir matan dal matanas mina ola udika amar yinastu matan dalid yinastu udika amar yinastu b'matan dalid yinastu chamishtan ka'amar shiud dal matanos badim mina ola v'asum shulam emar. No, wait. Oh, you can't do that. Yesh bila v'daya b'matana achas al shnehem v'lo yarval baltosif d'les lu roin kind of baltosif is that. Kind of a tosif is that? Ella Amar Rava. Rava says like this: Bibalol lo poligi. There is no machloke in the Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim where there's mixtures of blood in one bowl. Ki poligi. Where do they argue? Bikoso. Only when the cups got mixed up. The Rabbi Eliezer is lahu roin. Rabbi Eliezer holds from roin. Roin means we view the dam as if it's water. Ula Rabbanan less lahu roin. The Rabbanan don't hold from that. Let's look at Rashi, the big one, Ella Marava. Kol hanach shinuyi deshaninan, lo deshaninan. Every single kasha from yesterday, ignore them all. Bila doesn't apply anymore. Ignore them all. Devade hatachtonim olulo. Certainly the ones below the red line, work, diktoni, bain l'shem shirayim, bain l'tzchilas ola ka'amar, umasnitin dematin dal matana, achas, v'dikas tuva mikol chad ka'amar. There's certainly more dam in the bowl. Afilu hachi, well tish shamei l'rova d'yesh bila, the tikshat l'ravashi. Don't bring in bila, it has nothing to do with it, like ravashi, nothing to do with it. Deika l'shnui, haimas nisan de la'el, d'yon de tachtonin, that like we said, umas nisan d'matan dalad matana achas, laba bowl, please, not bowl, ella, but haruvas kosos. They got mixed up in different cups. The cups got mixed up. Udika amar rabalazar bel yorbu tachtonin, Yite Mishneim Lamailu Ulamata, Mishneim Ksherin, right? Rowan as Hadam, that if it's water, Lamaila, Kiluhumayim, Bechinka Ola Ubachar, noticing Dal, Mikol Kos, Mikos, Rowan is Hatosvos, Kiluhumayim, okay? Rabbanan, less Lurowin, Rabbanan is a whole from that, therefore, Vishpokla Amma, you have to pour down the water. Why? Because we are going to sprinkle more Dam for the Bechar. Why? Because we don't know which one, where it is. So we're going to do three, Bechar gets one application. We're going to do four. How can you do four? It's called Tosif. No, it's not called Tosif. I'm rowing as if it's water. I'm viewing it as if it's water. The other three. Why? What else is that? I can't do over Tosif. I have no other choice. The Rabbanan say we don't hold from all this. Therefore, it goes down the drain. Okay? Now the Gemara says like this. Ubabala lo pligi? What do you mean? They don't argue on Bala? Vatanya. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, this is a Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, commenting on the Tana, Rabbi Eliezer. They're not arguing about dam chatas and dam ola. Rashi, the first medium-sized line, the Rabbanan nami itzluhu roin. The Rabbanan would agree with roin. Umas nisan la Rabbi Yehuda hi. And our Mishnah can't go like that. But Rabbi Yehuda says that, right? Next, the Roba and Nirva shlo yikarev. Roba and Nirva can't get mixed up. Roba and Nirva, that cannot be brought. Why? That's worse. Aman nechleku, what are they arguing about? Al dam tamima, shenet ari b'dam balat mum. They're arguing about good blood got mixed up with bal mum blood. Shrebi Eliyaza Omar Yikarev, Bain Babal, Bain Bakosa. Rebbe Eliezer holds, I don't care how, why, it could all be brought. Why? Because Rebbe Eliezer held from the drushes of that anytime there's a bal mum, it's a tarovet, it's okay to be brought. Right? Remember that? We had those drushes? The Chachamim Omrim, lo Yikarev, no, it cannot be brought. Let's look at the Rashi. The next Rashi there. Shevaleza Omer Yikarev. Bafilu lo karev echad mehem. Right? Even if Bafilu lo karev echad mehem. Even if you only brought one. The Darish mum bum lo yiratu lechem be'enehu mashma. You can't bring a bal mum by itself. Ha'ayidei taruvos yiratu. It's okay. Bein babalu, bein below bal. Remember we had that Rashi? He has different machlokas. So what do you see from all this? Bottom line is, according to Huda, point of Yehuda, the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer are certainly arguing on Bila. Why? You just said it in black and white. Whether or not it's Bila or not, it's a machlokas where regular dam gets mixed up with the dam of a Balmud. So the Gemara answers, yeah, Rabbi Yehuda, Aliba de Rabbanon, Masnitsin, Bain Babalal, Bain Bekozo. Rabbanon, Bekozo's Pligi. Good. According to Yehuda, you're right. But according to the other ways of interpreting the Mishnah, which is what Rava suggested, they're not arguing on Babalal. So it's a machlokas whether or not they're arguing on Babalal or not. Rav Ashi doesn't have to hold from Rabbi Yehuda. He can hold the other tonight. Okay? Let's do the Rashi inside. The Muki, the next Rashi. The Muki beplugs his Balas Mum. He said the Machlokas was by a Bal Mum. Umuki la Rav Ashi, the Indian Balal. And for Rav Ashi to talk about Balal, Kigon, the Ruba Kasher, Rove of it was Kasher. The Kayaha Mizbeach Shir Balas Mum Va'od. And you put in a Shir Balas Mum and a little bit more. Abba la Rabbanan, the Pligila Rav Yehuda. Rabbanan argue on him. Umuki, the Pulsa, Af, Pehecha, the Shnan, Ksherim, even when they're both kosher. Like where? The Machlokas in the Rabbanon is where? Even if it's a Chatzit and an Ola, they're both fine. Umakshir, Lahu, with Sarvaihu, and he permits both. What both? Chatzit and Ola. The Kosos, Pligi, Rabbalaz of Rabbanon. That's only by Kosos. Umishum Haki, Makshir, Rabbi Eliezer, Harvaihu. That's why Rabbi Eliezer makshir both. The Eva Bolol, if you do have mixed in, it would only be machshirit, like we said before, all the conditions, the strange cases, where the koi performs more dam, that's very unlikely, all those strange cases from yesterday, where he would agree with it. Otherwise, he doesn't hold it. Okay? Now we're going to get into a whole other topic now. Amar Abaya. Lo Shanu. We only learned this din. We only learned what din. That they're arguing about a chatas and an ola that got mixed up. Whether it has to get poured down the drain. Lo shanu, that machlok. So again, put aside Rabbi Huda for a minute. Back to the conventional pshat. The conventional pshat is that they're only arguing now when they're in two different cups. Chatas and an ola are in two different cups. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, bring it all and view whatever it's not supposed to be there as if it's water. Rowan, the Chacham they'll hold from Rowan, therefore they pour down to drink. That's where Abaya, Lo Shana, it's all good. Ella, Chilas, Chatas, Ba'ola. If you're doing the beginning Chatas and the beginning Ola, sprinkling. Avo, but, so Chatas, if you're doing the end of a Chatas procedure, what's the end of a Chatas? End of a Chatas is called Shirayim, and Shirayim gets poured down the drain. Now, where does an Ola get sprinkled? Below the red line. An Ola animal is sprinkled below the red line. So if I have a beginning Ola got mixed up with end Chatas, it's all below the red line. There's no Shiloh. Right? Aval. So Chatas. The end of a Chatas. It should say Tchila. Tchila's Ola. Dibri HaKol, Makom Ola, Makom Shirayim. It's all the same place. Look at Rashi. The Rashi of Abel Sof Chata. Shenes Arev, Betchilas Ola. It's Sof Chata. You get Sof Chata in? I've already sprinkled the Chata. And I have leftover dam. What do I do with that? I'm going to pour it onto the Yisod, which is the base of the Mizbeah. Where does Ola get sprinkled? Below the red line. So the Gemara is going to say, how far apart is that? It's all good. It's all the same place. That there's no machlokas. You can put it all there, right? Look at Rashi. She has arvu shiore chata. The leftover chata got mixed up with tchilas ola. In kan machlokas. No machlokas now. The yitnein lamata menachot. Put it below the red line. The makom tchilas matan ola. The place where the ola should be lechatzila kosher with shiore chata. It's kosher for the ending off of a chata. The yiz rikain lekir hamizbeach. You put it on the wall of the mizbeach. Umei a lehen, and by itself, shows the sinly yisod. It'll drip down to the yisod, the ein kan shinu makom. There's no problem of shinu makom. Okay? Right? Good? Hachi amar, amalei Rav Yosei, Hachi amar Rav, Yehuda, Shirayim, Sricha, Itzava. No. Shirayim require an istava. What's istava? Istava is the sticking out part of the yisod. The shirayim must be placed on that portion. You can't put it four amos above and let it drip down. It must be applied there. So you tell me there's no machlokas? It's still a machlokas. V'chein amar Rav Shimon, it's Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Lo shem elot tchilat chatos v'ola. Abel sof chatos v'ola. Divri hakol makom ola makom shirayim. Okay? So it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas. Whether or not, it's a machlokas. Exactly, exactly. So it's a machlokas, whether or not it's a machlokas. Okay? David, just to get pick up the speed. Very simple, very simple. So the machlokas, what do you do when a chatas gets mixed up with an ola? One belongs, the ola belongs below the red line, chatas belongs above the red line. Rabbi Eliezer holds, put both in both places, and whatever doesn't belong there, view it as if it's water. Row it as if it's water. The chum said you can't, and a hole from that, therefore you pour it down the drain, you have nothing to do with it. That's a, now this is the machlokas. What if you have what's called Chilas Ola, have an Ola here, Ola goes below the red line, and I have a Chatas, which is only Shirayim. I already put the Chatas above the red line, but the Shirayim goes below the red line. So now Abaye says, no machlokas. Ola is below the red line, Chatas is below the, Shirayim of Chatas is below the red line, put it all there. No problem, no machlokas now. Something else is still a machlokas, because the question is, does the Shirayim have to be put, the way you can put it the Ola, you're putting it on the wall of the Mizbeach below the red line. So Rashi explained, let's you do that, and then the chatas blood will drip down to the yisod. It's all good. Oh, there's nothing else to do that. If the mamash put it on the yisod, so if you hold that, it's still a machlokas. Why? Because that's just because they're both below the red line. They're still not in the same place. They're still off. Okay. Good. So the machlokas about that. Now we're going to try to prove who's right. Amr of Yochanan, Avi Tamer of Lazar, and Dainim machlokas is still a machlokas. Fine. Masif Rav Huna Bar Yehuda. It says by a bachor. Funny words. It says, Kodesh Haim. They're Kodesh. Right? The full pasuk reads like this. O Bechar Shar, Seh, Bechar Shar, O Bechar Seh, O Bechar Eid, Lotif, that, don't redeem them. Kodesh Haim. They're Kodesh. As Domam Tizro Gal Mizbeach. The blood put on the Mizbeach. That's Chelbam Takti Vishalila. Why does it say a funny Lashon, Kodesh Haim, they're Kodesh? I don't know the Kodesh. So, what does it teach you? She'im nis'arev dam. Im nis'arev dam kachem acherim, yikrivu. If the dam of a bachor gets mixed up with some other dam, then for Kodesh Haim, it's still Kodesh. I don't care. You still bring it. Still do it. I don't care. Kodesh Haim. My lad, doesn't that mean? Sof Ola, the end of an Ola, the end of an Ola, also goes on the Yisod. Right? Like all ends, it will go on the Yisod. Sof Ola, u'bachor. Bechor is below the red line. Sof Ola is Shirayit is below the red line. Shmamina, what do you see from here? Makom Ola, the place where the Ola goes, which is below the red line, is Makom Shirayit, the same place. So what do you see? Same place. Now, it's not really the same place. It's not really the same thing. But it's instead of saying, we said that the Makom of the Chata Shirayit is the same as the Makom of Pekilas Ola or not. But from here you see the same point. The point is Shirayim for an Ola and for a Chatas, there's no difference. So Shirayim. If we're allowing the Bechor, which is below the red line, to be the same place as Shirayim, obviously we don't require the Itzavah. That's what we're saying. Okay? Only by animals. By animals, right. Right. So if Ola is on the Itzavah, but the guy mixed up with Bukhar now. So we're not going to put on the Itzavah. We're going to put it right below the red line. And that's good. That's good. That's good. You hear? That's what we're saying. That's fine. What do you see? That the Shirayim doesn't have to be on the bait. Could be above the base, it'll drip down, it's all good. That's what you see from here. So the Gemara says, no. Tchilas Ola, u'bachar. No. The Tchilas Ola and the Bachar got mixed up. My Kamash Malon, what's the Chiddush in that? The Ein Mevatla Zeh Zeh? That there's no Bittel? There's no bittel. That's old news.
Hi, mivalokeach midam hapar umidam hasoir nafka.
On Yom Kippur, the dam hapar and the dam hasoir were mixed together. Now, they mixed together. One was tremendously robe of the other. There was much more par blood than soir blood. Yet, the Torah says, take the dam hapar and the dam hasoir. Why does the Torah quote like that? It's all bittel. The answer is, the stuff to come bittel. By the way, that's the Bukhar from Yehuda's famous Shita, that min b'minos ain't a bottle. He says, the Torah says that. The Torah says, ain't a bottle. The Torah says, dama pai, dama, what do you want from me? The Torah says it. So here, exactly, it's just a phrase. Exactly. But what do you see? By the fact that the Torah still calls it that, we know already that they're not a bottle each other. That's old news. So the Gemara says, tanoihi, it's a machlokas tanoim. How you know that din? Some learn from here, some learn from there. Okay? Now, another kasha, whether or not you require the itzdimah. Much of Rava, right? Rava says like this, v'ikrivu b'nei Aaron et hadam, v'zarku et hadam. This is talking about a simple chata, a simple ola. The pasuk says, v'zarku et hadam, it says like this, v'ikrivu b'nei Aaron et hadam, Bizarku et Hadam. I say it's dumb twice. That's the Gemara's question. Bizarku et Hadam. Matam with Lomar, Dam Dam. Why is it Dam twice? Okay? Now, do you have the Hagos with Tiyunim on the side of the Gemara? The Gerson now is completely wrong. We can't read the Gemara straight. No, you can't read it straight. You have the Hagos with Tiyunim? They changed Rashi. The whole Gerson has changed. So we're going to skip 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines. We're going to skip 7 lines. Well, I'm going to read a different 7 lines. We're going to skip 7 lines, and I'm going to read it. Ready? Why does the Torah say dam twice? It's extra. Take the blood of the Ola and sprinkle the blood. You should say, and sprinkle it. What else are we discussing? So the Gemara says like this. We're going to skip to where it says, we're skipping 7 lines to where it says, my lav soap Ola. See where it says, my lav? That's going to be the question that you don't need the itzdimah. Until we get to the question, here we go. Menayin ata omen es arev dam ola b'dam ola. How do we know if a dam ola got split up with a dam ola? Dam ola b'dam tamura. Dam ola b'dam chulin. Yikrivu. How do we know it's all okay? Talmud lomar. Dam dam. Says an extra word, dam. Yachol ein liela elu yikrivu. Sha'af in this arevu michayim yikrivu. This is all good, because if they were all alive and there's a big mixture, it all gets brought. Menayin, afil is arev ba'asham. What if the ola, I mixed up with an asham. Avi ani, etzer is arev ba'asham. She'ilu ve'elu kachim kachim. Right? I would say, okay, well, they're all kachim kachim. Menayin, afil is arev betoda u'b'shlamim. What about if I mixed up with a toda and a shlamim? Avi ani, etzer is arev betoda u'shlamim. She'ilu ve'elu batadalid. They all still have at least 4 blood applications. Also, it's all good. Menayin, afilu is arev b'char u'maise u'peita. What if they got mixed up with the Bukhar, Ma'aseh, or Pesach, which only have 1 blood application? Right? Now back into the Gemara. My lab, aren't we talking about Sof Ola? The end of an Ola? U'Bukhar. And got mixed up with the Bukhar. Right? Sof Ola means below the red line. And it should be on the base. Doesn't have to be. If it gets mixed up with the Bukhar, as we said, from the extra word Dam Dam, it's all good. Shema minah, makam ola, makam shirayim. Right, what do you see? The same place. The Gemara says, lo, tchilas ola u'bachar. The tchilas ola got mixed up with the bachar. So they're both below the red line. My kamashmon, the eight ola v'atan zezeh, v'vilokeach dama par, dama ha'asari nafa. Same exact story. And the Gemara answers, no, tanahi, ifkid demachti lamei hacha, vikid demachti lamei hacha. So why do you need 2 sources? There's really 3 sources. There's, now, now, okay, truth though. Vahani tanoi, mibulokeach dam ha-po'ir, vidam ha-so'ir loyalty. They didn't want to learn out from Yom Kippur. Why not? Because kasavri, ein ma'ar v'lekonos vidam dam. They held that the dam of the se'ir and the dam of the po'ir were in 2 different cups. That's why the Torah referred to it as, the machlokas about that in Yuma, was the dam of the po'ir and the se'ir put into 1 cup or 2 cups. So that's the machlokas in Yuma. So that's why, according to Yehuda, obviously, it was in 1 cup, and they see min v'minos ain't a bottle. However, that's the machlokas in Yuma. Others held, no, it's in 2 separate cups. So of course the Torah referred to it separately. They're in separate cups. So he held it's in separate cups. So in it's a mizem mizem. I can't learn out from there. It's two separate cups. I need the pasuk of which pasuk they're learning out from. From where? Where am I learning it out from? Dam dam ve'ola, right. Dam dam ve'ola lo yalfi. Others didn't want to learn it out from there. Dam dam ve'mashma lohu. They weren't. Then there wasn't a mashma. That's a drasha. Okay. Ella. Remember we had the third pasuk. Was by Bechor, where it said kodesh hein. No matter what happened, it's kodesh. Ella mi v'kodesh hein my time ve'lo yalfi. Why didn't anyone learn it out from there? What's wrong with that one? Sorry, kodesh hein. Hand craven. The ain't tmuras don't crave. No. Tmuras can't be brought. Why? Because they're not really kodesh. There's an aveva there. The idom, others held. Nafkale. No, they learned out from a different place. Me the im, shor, but im sel Hashem. Who? Who korav? Ben tmuras don't crave. Right? So there were three different makoros teaching the same din. And each one didn't want to learn from the other two. Okay? Very good. Next. We're still tumbling in the same issue, whether or not the makom of Shirayim is the same spot as the makom with below the red line. Okay? Tashma, nasan lamayla. If somebody puts something above the red line, velo nimlach, it shouldn't have gone there, right? In other words, one should have gone above, one should have gone below. Nasan lamayla velo nimlach. He put it above, didn't ask any questions. Elu ve'elu modim, shiach tevizin lamata. Everybody agreed. You put it again now below the red line. The elu ve'elu all in low, and it's all going to be fine. My lab, aren't we talking about the iarev chatas ve'ola? Chatas got mixed up with an ola. The kivan the yahiv lay lamayla. Once you put the chatas above the red line, now it's a suffix, right? Still certainly chatas left in here. That chatas now turns to shrayim. The yahiv lahu havelu shrayim. It's now shrayim. What do we say? Do it now below the red line. Dikatani, elu ve'elu, modim shiyachza v'itin lamata. Everyone says now, put it below the red line. Shema minah, makom ol, makom shirayim. What do you see from here? It's all good. Right? So the Gemara says, ki asa Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef Amar, Omri b'mar Rava, we said it in Amar Rava, hachom ha'iskinan. You know what's going on over here? No. Kigon, the ERA chatas hachitona b'shirayim. B'shirayim, right. With the shirayim of a chatas panimi. In other words, we're not talking about chatas and ola. We're not talking about that. Because then you'd be right. The makom of the shirayim would be the same place as the makom of the ola. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a chatas that's supposed to be done inside the heichal, like the rare parhel davar, those types of things inside the heichal, that got mixed up with regular chatas. And by the way, after the chatas panimi is done, it also gets poured on the shirayim. Also gets poured on the outside base. That got mixed up. Okay, therefore what? Now, so what happened? Chatas hachitona, which is put above the red line, got mixed up with shirayim from chatas panimi. Okay? Now, therefore what? If somebody would have asked what to do, what do I do now? So, the Rabbanan would have told him, pour it down the drain. Why? Because you're not allowed to put one minute. What's going on over here? Shirayim of the One second. Why the Chacham would have said put everything down the drain? Why? Because the inner chatas has to be put down the drain, right? You can't sprinkle that on top of the mizbeach, right? Chatas chitona that's supposed to go above the red line got mixed up with chatas panimi that's shirayim. That can't go above the that can't go on the mizbeach. That has to go to the shirayim. So what do you do? Pour it all down the drain, right? That's the pshat. What? No, we're not dealing with shrayim pachat. That's the Gemara's next question. We're not dealing with shrayim pachat hachitona. We're dealing with regular. that got mixed up with Panini Shirayim. So what do? Pour down the drain. 1 minute. So Amalei Abaya asked a much simpler question. B'nei Mamar, he goes into Arav Shirayim. Dam Chatas Chitona. If the Dam Chatas Chitona got mixed up with, you know what? Let's stop here. It's very, very complicated. It's very late. It's time for daven. We'll stop right here. We'll pick up from right here tomorrow. I know we stopped a little early. We didn't get to the Mishnah, but we started actually a little late. So we'll pick up here tomorrow. And, all right? We'll resume from right here tomorrow. Okay, tomorrow, Amud Beis is quite easy. We'll finish tomorrow.